The following is a presentation of Turning Point Christian Center with Pastor T.J. Shockley. And now, let's join Pastor Shockley in the service already in progress.
I don't know if this will surprise you today, but being a Christian in any generation, you should feel like a fish swimming upstream. You shouldn't be comfortable in the society that we live in as a Christian. Now, we have learned to adapt and we have learned to get comfortable, and a lot of us have learned to go with the flow. A lot of us have learned as Christians to fit in. We're like chameleons. We learn to fit in with our surroundings. And so as society changes, we change. We change our beliefs. We change our convictions. We change to fit in with society. And whatever society believes, that's what we adapt to. And we go with the flow. As a Christian, you and I should feel like we are fish swimming upstream. We should feel like we're going against the flow, against the grain. We should feel like we don't fit in. Let me give you some scripture this morning to just kind of set the tone for this. And all of these scriptures, and there's more than what I'm going to share today, but all these scriptures talk about how you and I should feel as Christians in today's world. Matthew 5:11-12, God blesses you when, listen to this, people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. When's the last time you had something like that happen to you? When they've mocked you, when they've persecuted you, and they've lied about you. You say, well, I don't want that. Why would I want that? I don't want that. Jesus is saying, if you are a true believer, this is the kind of stuff that's going to happen in your life. And I'm not telling you go looking for it. I'm not telling you to try and make it happen. I'm not telling you that you should want this. I'm just saying that as a true believer in Jesus Christ, we ought to feel like we are swimming upstream, going against the flow, going against the grain. And most of us don't experience this because we're fitting in. We're going with the flow. We are blending in. We fit well in the world. We're comfortable in the world. John 15:19, in the Amplified Version, it says, if you belong to the world would love you as its own and would treat you with affection. But you are not of the world. You no longer belong to it, but I have chosen you out of the world, and because of this, the world hates you. In the Message translation, that same verse says this, if you find the godless world is hating you, remember it got its start hating me. If you lived on the world's terms, the world would love you as one of its own. But since I picked you to live on God's terms and no longer on the world's terms, the world is going to hate you. You know, if a lot of us were honest, the world loves us. The world loves us because we act like, look like, are entertained by, fit in with, go with the flow. And a lot of today's Christians are no different than the world. This isn't going to be all hard, and this isn't going to be all, it's going to get good. But I want us to see where we're at. You know, in the early church, they had a reputation. They had, in the early church, in the book of Acts, when we first read about the early church, they had a reputation of power and authority, and there was a fear. In you see society today, you see the things that are happening, and slowly but surely the church is getting squeezed out and pushed to the wayside and diminished and minimized. Christian beliefs, conservative beliefs, those things that the Bible teaches that we should live like and be like, and the character qualities that the Bible teaches, those things are being minimized, and those things are being sent to the minority because the whole world is progressive. The whole world is inclusive. The whole world is whatever they want to put their name on it. They're all woke, and we as Christians, we we don't realize that part of our responsibility is to swim upstream. Part of our responsibility is to go against the flow, to be salt and to be light, as Jesus said. I was reading a little bit about salmon. There's several fish that they actually swim upstream to spawn, and they fulfill their purpose. They go against the flow. And I was reading about some salmon, and one article that I wrote said that salmon actually, it's actually easier for them to swim upstream than it is for them to go with the flow. Now, that was interesting to me as I thought about that in relationship to my life as a Christian and our lives as Christians and going against the flow in today's society. And so often we struggle because we've got this conflict. I want to be a Christian. I want to identify with Christ. I want to live biblical principles. I want to do the right thing. I want to live the right way. But I want to fit in. I want people to like me. I want people to respect me. I want to fit in with people. And we've got this conflict. And if it's true what they say about salmon, I will say this as a Christian. I believe it will be easier for you as a Christian to swim upstream and against the flow than it will be for you to try and go with the flow. Because you are conflicted going with the flow. Because you know that ain't what you're supposed to be doing. You know that's not how you're supposed to live. You know that there's a standard. You know that there's a right way. You know that there's a biblical way to live. And you're trying, you want to do that, but you're going with the flow and you're conflicted. Listen, it would be easier for you and me as Christians if we would just go against the flow. You and I were not designed as believers in Jesus Christ to fit in to this world. We were not designed to go with the flow, to go with the crowd, to be like everybody else. You and I were called and are designed to be different. Let me give you another verse, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers in this world. He calls you aliens and strangers. Aliens and strangers. That's how he identifies us. We make our home here and we get comfortable here and we think this is what life is about. And he says, no, you don't belong here. You're just passing through here. You are aliens and strangers in this world. He says, I urge you as aliens and strangers in this world to abstain from the sensual urges, those dishonorable desires that wage war against your soul. Keep your behavior excellent among the unsaved Gentiles. Conduct yourself honorably with graciousness and integrity so that for whatever reason they may slander you as evildoers, yet by observing your good deeds, they may instead come to glorify God in the day of visitation when he looks upon them with mercy. You and I were not designed and not meant to be comfortable here. If that's your goal, as a Christian, you're going to be frustrated. If that's your objective, that you want to fit in with life, fit in with the system, fit in with everything that's going on here, you are going to be conflicted. That's why, as Christians, it bothers us when we see children being aborted. That's why it bothers us as Christians when we see other things happening in our society today, because something on the inside of you says, that's not right, but you and I and a lot of Christians, sometimes we aren't willing to go against the flow. We're not willing to swim upstream to fulfill our purpose. We're not willing to do what it takes to get there because it's so much more comfortable just going with the flow. Why do you and I feel like we're swimming upstream? First of all, we live in a world that is in moral decline. We are living in a world that is in moral decline. You think about the standards of what people, you know, of how we used to live even when I was a child 40 years ago. I was a kid 40 years ago. I was 15 years old 40 years ago. You do the math. You think about just when I was a kid and the things that we saw on television and the things we're entertained by, the language people used, the things people wore. Think about, and I know that it's not all about all of that. I get that, but it shows us how we have declined. When you see when they took prayer out of schools, you see when they wanted to take the Ten Commandments out, and all of these things have had an effect on our society, and you've seen how the morals have declined. And now we have such unbelievable things happening in our society today. There are kids and even some adults apparently now who are identifying as furries or something like that, where they identify as a cat or a dog. And I know it's unbelievable. It's like I can't even imagine how, and they're serious about it. I saw somebody post on Facebook, you know, if you have a kid that is identifying as a furry, take them down to the pound and put them in the dog pound for a week and see if that doesn't fix it. Now, you say, well, we need to be inclusive. We need to be all accepting. No. You can still, there's still right and wrong. There's still a godly standard. There's still God's design. There's a Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but it only leads to death. There is still a godly designed way to live life. He is the creator. He knows the best way to live life. He knows how to get the most out of life. And I'm just saying, I'm just making a point that the world has declined morally at such a fast pace over the last 30 to 40 years. That now it's almost as if anything goes. There's nothing out of bounds today. There's nothing out of line today. They have talked about, there's been and talk about man and child relationships, and I don't know what they even call it, but it's ungodly and it's unethical and I don't even have words to describe it. That's where we are today. And as Christians, we've sat by and we've watched them take prayer out of school. We watched them get rid of the Ten Commandments. We've watched them do this. We watched them do that. We've watched them do a lot of stuff because we haven't been swimming upstream. We've watched the decline of morality in America. We've watched the decline of all of this stuff happen right before our very eyes in one generation. You know what the Bible says in the book of Judges? It says it takes one generation to forget the things of God. Only one generation. In the span of 40 years, look how far we've come. And we're still comfortable. As long as we've got what we want, as long as we're feeling good, as long as we've got money coming in, as long as we've got whatever, you name it, as long as we're comfortable, we're okay, and that shouldn't be, you and I shouldn't be okay with our society, with our world. As Christians, we shouldn't be comfortable. Now, I'm not telling you that we should go marching or protesting or any of that stuff, but we definitely ought to be praying. We definitely ought to be fasting. We definitely ought to be on our knees before God interceding. There's some stuff that we ought to be doing, but we're comfortable. We're going with the flow. St. Augustine said this many, many years ago. He said, right is right, even if no one is doing it. Wrong is wrong, even if everyone is doing it. Do we even know right from wrong anymore? Do we have any clue? Do we have any flags that are triggered in us? That's wrong. I think if you're honest, most of us, a few years ago, there were flags going up when things happen, and now it's like we've seen it so much and we've become so desensitized to it that we see it and we're not flagged anymore. We're not alarmed anymore. It's the old story of the frog in the pot of water. You've all heard it. How they take a frog and they put him in a pot of lukewarm water and he just sits there. He's just enjoying it, and they turn a little fire on slowly and the water heats up slowly and slowly it heats up more and more and gets hotter and hotter. He doesn't even realize it because his body adjusts to the temperature and he's just having a swim. And the water gets to boiling and it cooks the frog and he didn't even know it. That's where we are. If you and I were to be dropped into 2022 from 40 years ago, and we knew 40 years ago morality, we knew 40 years ago standards, we were accustomed to what was going on in our world 40 years ago, and we were dropped into 2022, we would be shocked at the world we live in today. Now you say that's just progressive, Pastor. That's just we're enlightened, we're progressive, we're whatever. You show me where God's standard has changed. You show me where God changes his standards, changes his qualifications. You show me where God has changed any of it to be progressive, to be enlightened, to be woken. You show me where God's changed anything. He said, I have not changed. I will not change. These are my standards. This is what morality is. This is what godliness is. This is what righteousness is. This is what holiness is. This is the standard. He said, I haven't changed. We have changed. We have let our guard down. We've gone with the flow. And we have not swam upstream as Christians. Listen to this verse in 2 Timothy, verses 1 through 5, chapter 3. Out of the New Living Translation, he says, you should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times, for people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends. They will be reckless, be puffed up with pride. They will love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. If that doesn't describe our world today, I don't know what does. That is like reading a headline from today's New York Times or whatever paper, that's like reading headlines of today's society. Every one of those we can see happening in our world today. We are living in the day that the Bible talked about when we see these things happening and the moral decline of society. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 and 21, the prophet Isaiah talked about what sorrow for those who say that evil is good and good is evil. That dark is light and light is dark. That bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter. That's what we're seeing today. They are calling things that are good evil, and they are calling things that are evil good. That's the transition that has taken place when what a generation ago everybody considered these things to be evil. Now they're saying, no, this is good. Nobody was in disagreement 40 years ago that a relationship between a man and a child, a sexual relationship between a man and a child, nobody was in disagreement. That's wrong. And now today they're saying, well, no, it's okay. No, it's not. We have been swapped on our head. And now they're calling what is evil good and what is good evil, what is dark light and light is darkness. That we've totally been turned, it's been turned on its head. And here's you and I as Christians living in our conservative little town, and we're just a microcosm of churches all over the nation. We're just going with the flow. We're just like Dory in Finding Nemo, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. We don't have a problem with it. When we should be going against the flow, we should be swimming upstream. We should be making a difference in our society. We aren't supposed to fit in. 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 18, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. These verses have been used a lot. Speaking of marriage and speaking of, but there's a lot of applications to this. Listen to this. It says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darkness, and what accord has Christ with Belial, or what part has a believer with an unbeliever, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Therefore, listen to this, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Now, I know that I've seen preachers, I've seen pastors who pastor churches that they call seeker-friendly churches. And I've seen pastors stand in pulpits, and they say, we've got to stop. We've got to stop with the separation. We've got to stop them and us, the world and the crew. We've got to stop. And I read verses like this, and I say, how can you say we have to stop when the Word says, come out and be separate? Be different. Don't be equally yoked together. And I know that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. I know that we are out there. I get that. But when it comes to how we live, when it comes to our standard of living, when it comes to righteousness and holiness, there ought to be a difference in you as a Christian. There ought to be something about you that stands out, that separates you. There ought to be something. I remember growing up, and I am not saying this to brag. I'm not saying this to make me look good. I remember growing up, and I didn't go to the parties, and I didn't drink, and I didn't do the stuff a lot of the kids were doing, and everybody knew that. In fact, there were kids that would tell their parents they were with me and Barry. Because they knew that we didn't go to the parties. So they would tell their parents, I was hanging out with Barry and TJ. They weren't, but that's what they told their parents. Why? Because they knew we were different. Sometimes it was lonely being different. Sometimes you felt left out being different. Sometimes swimming against the flow, sometimes swimming upstream, you're all alone, and sometimes you feel like it's a struggle. But let me tell you something, that's what God's called us to do. He's called us to be different. He's called us to be separate. He's called us to stand out and come out from among them. Now you say, how are we going to reach them if we're come out from among them? How are we going to reach people if we're separated from them? What are you going to reach them with if you're just like them? What are you going to offer them if you're just like them? What are you going to, what advice, what wisdom are you going to give them if you're just like them? I had a friend tell me one time, we had a reunion. I don't remember if it was my 20-year reunion, some reunion, and he was sitting there at the reunion, and he had a beer in his hand, and he said to me, he said, you didn't ever start drinking? Because he knew I didn't drink when I was in high school. And I said, no, I never started. I just didn't. He looked me in the eye and he said, man, I wish I never would have started. And I'm not coming down on you if you drink a beer. I'm not. That's not what I'm saying today. I'm saying that there are things that get their tentacles in us. There's sin and things in this world that can grab hold of you and never let you go. And we've got to be careful that we don't get ensnared by sin. You and I are called to stand apart, to be separate. Do you know the word? The Bible uses a word that talks about being separate for God. It's sanctification. You have been sanctified. And there's an ongoing process of sanctification, but he says, you have been sanctified. You know what that means? That means you are set apart for a purpose. You are set apart for a purpose. Most of us, we're so busy going with the flow that we haven't fulfilled our purpose. Why does a salmon spend the time and the energy to swim upstream? Because they got to get upstream to lay their eggs. They've got to get upstream to spawn. They've got to get upstream. Several years ago when Shade Hill was overflowing down here, remember when 2000 and whatever year it was, I think 9 and 2012, whenever, it was overflowing coming over the morning glory and the river, the Grand River was just full and raging. And it was all the way to Mobridge. And I remember that year, man, you went down to the spillway and it was full. And you, if you'd go down there and you cast a line and you were catching fish. I mean, we caught so many walleyes that year, 4 or 5 pound walleyes. And we had a blast and the shores were lined with fishermen. Why? Because fish had come all the way 100 miles. I don't know how many miles it is on the Grand, but all the way from Mobridge clear up to Shade Hill, they came up to spawn. You and I sometimes can't even get out of bed on a Sunday morning and go to church. We can't even spend time in prayer because we're too busy going with the flow. What does it mean to swim upstream as a Christian? What does it mean to go against the flow? It means that you do godly things all the time, every day, 24/7. You are living the life. You are doing what God's called you to do, being who God's called you to be, and swimming upstream. You say, it feels like I'm going against the grain. Yes, it does. Embrace it. Grab hold of it. Be okay with that. I remember a few years ago, I was at a wedding, and Lisa and I were sitting there, and nobody talks to the preacher at the wedding. That's just the way that I've learned to accept that, and especially at weddings, you know, when there's people drinking, things going on. I remember at this one wedding, we were sitting there, and I remember I felt out of place, but I loved it. When you can get to that point in your life when you feel out of place and you love it, you know that you're on the right track. The thing that would alarm me is if I feel comfortable in today's society, if I feel comfortable in today's world, if I feel like I fit in, that would alarm me as a Christian. And yet that's what we're after so much of the time. We want to fit in. We want people to like us. It's not what you're called to. Come out from among them and be separate. Listen to Romans 12:2 in the Amplified Version. It's 5 minutes to 12. You got a roast in the oven? It's going to burn. Romans 12:2. If you have to go, you can go. Romans 12:2. And listen to this. And this is from the Amplified. Do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in His plan and purpose for you. So the Bible tells us don't conform to the world. Don't be like everybody else. Don't go with the flow. Don't just go downstream. Don't take the easy, seemingly easy route. You are called to swim upstream. You are called to be different. You are called to go against the flow. I always wondered why, when I was growing up, I always wondered why I felt most comfortable in church, at camp, at camp meetings. There was just something. Now, it's not that I didn't enjoy life outside of that, but there was just something, especially the camps and especially the camp meetings when we'd have people from all over come and they were all worshiping together. We went to a Promise Keepers thing. Barry and Dave and I went to Promise Keepers and 20,000 men in a stadium, and it's just like, this feels good. If there's any place you want to be comfortable, you ought to be comfortable in church. You ought to be comfortable in a Christian setting. I heard people say, you know, they would sometimes go into my grandma's home and they would just feel the presence of God there. There ought to be something in your spirit that you just feel. You feel a certain level of comfort when you get around Christians, you get around believers. You don't even know it, but you can't put your thumb up, but there's just something there. But a lot of Christians, they're so comfortable in the world. They feel comfortable in that element of society. And if there's any place that you should be alarmed being comfortable, it should be there. Listen to a couple of different translations of this. New Living Translation says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. And the Phillips, I love this. Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its mold, but let God remold your minds from within so that you may prove in practice that the plan of God for you is good, meets all His demands, and moves towards the goal of true maturity. Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its mold. Don't go with the flow. Swim upstream. As Lisa comes, let me just encourage you. Let me end with this. If you're sitting here today and you're saying, you know, I don't know if I've got the strength. I don't know if I've got the energy. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I'm mature enough. I don't know. You've got a lot of questions. I don't know if I've got the guts. I don't know if I've got the character. I don't know. I don't know if I can swim upstream. You know, nobody has to go to a salmon or a walleye or any other fish that swims up. Nobody has to take them aside and say, excuse me, listen, little fishy. You need to swim upstream. It's time for you to go. It's time for you to swim upstream. I don't have to stand up here today behind this pulpit and tell you as a Christian, you need to swim upstream. You know why I don't have to tell you that? Because it's already inside of you, that instinct. It's already in you. When you were born again, when you were spiritually renewed, reborn from above, God put that instinct in you to swim upstream, to go against the flow, to be different. It's the flesh. It's the carnal part of you that is fighting you to go with the flow. Because your flesh wants people to like you. Your flesh wants people to accept you. Your flesh wants people to be okay with you. Your spirit says, I'm different. I know I'm different. I'm different in a good way, and I don't care. There's a confidence in your spirit that you haven't tapped into yet. If you ever see a salmon swimming upstream, they'll dodge rocks and boulders, and bears try to get them, and there's a battle. There's no question there's a battle. Same thing is true with you and I as Christians. There's an enemy like a roaring lion that seeks whom he may devour, but you as a Christian, you've got the instinct and the ability to swim upstream, to fulfill your purpose, and to do what God's called you to do. Be who God's called you to be. Let me close with this scripture from 2 Peter chapter 1. I love this. I've preached entire messages on this before, but let me just end with this today. And here's what God says is in you. From the Amplified Version, it says, for his divine power has bestowed on us absolutely everything necessary for a dynamic spiritual life and godliness. He's already given you everything you need to swim upstream for a dynamic spiritual life and godliness. It comes through true and personal knowledge of him who called us by his own grace, glory, and excellence. For by these he has bestowed on us his precious and magnificent promises of inexpressible value, so that by them you may escape from the immoral freedom that is in the world because of disreputable desires and become sharers of the divine nature. He said, you can escape the world. Verse 5, for this very reason, applying your diligence to the divine promises, make every effort in exercising your faith to develop moral excellence, and in moral excellence, knowledge, insight or understanding, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, steadfastness, and in your steadfastness, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly affection, and in your brotherly affection, deep Christian love, that is, learn to unselfishly seek the best for others and to do the things for their benefit. He said, for if these qualities are yours and are increasing in you as you grow towards spiritual maturity, listen to this, they will keep you from being useless and unproductive in regard to your true knowledge and greater understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, these are the things that you have to have. These are the very things that the world is saying, let's get rid of that. It's old-fashioned. It's outdated. We don't need that anymore. God says, these are the very things that are going to keep you from being useless and unproductive in your knowledge of Jesus. I think we've got a lot of churches across America. They're good people. nice people, but they're like fish going with the flow. They're not having an effect on their world and their towns, their cities, like they should be as Christians. And I guess you could say they're useless and unproductive. Their knowledge of Jesus. You might know him. You might have salvation. You might have salvation in the sense you got eternal life, and when this life is over, you'll be in heaven. But as far as being productive, as far as making a difference, as far as changing lives, a lot of churches are filled with people who are useless and unproductive because we don't have this stuff in our lives. He finishes it and he says this, "For whoever lacks these qualities is blind, short-sighted, closing his spiritual eyes to the truth, having become oblivious to the fact that he was cleansed from his old sins." When God cleansed you from your old sins and he created a new you, that new you has the instinct to swim upstream. That new you has a desire within you to go against the flow, to not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but to come out and be different. That's who God's called you to be. Are you swimming upstream as a Christian? Are you swimming upstream? Are you going against the flow? Because that's where God's calling you.
Thank you for listening today. And be sure to join us online at www.tpoint.cc for more sermons from Pastor Shockley.